Hello, and welcome to our program, All About Pets, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Tammy Frazee, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the ASPCA and bestfriends.org here on OWL Radio. The first couple of articles are going to be tips and tricks for spring safety tips, travel tips, and foods to avoid during your pets. And then we'll get into the fun little stories. So keeping the spring in your pet's step with these spring safety tips. It's officially spring. This season brings more than just leafy trees and fresh blooms. It also brings more time outside with our furry friends, long walks, longer days, and activities like home improvement projects and gardening. However, like all changing seasons, spring brings some seasonal hazards for our furry friends. Not to worry though, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center has some tips to keep your pets safe, happy, and healthy. Safe screening. On beautiful, breezy days, many pet parents like to keep the windows open. Unfortunately, this puts pets at risk, especially cats who are apt to jump or fall through unscreened windows. Be sure to install snug and sturdy screens in all of your windows before leaving them open and unattended. Spring cleaning is a time-honored tradition in many households, but be sure to keep all cleaners and chemicals out of your pet's way. Almost all cleaning products, even all natural ones, contain chemicals that may be harmful to pets. The key to using them safely is to read and follow label directions for proper use and storage. The Animal Poison Control has a full list of poisonous household products on their website, so you can be certain of the products you're bringing into your home. Garden care, fertilizers, insecticides, and herbicides keep our plants and lawns healthy and green, but their ingredients may be dangerous to pets. Always store these products in out-of-the-way places. Keep pets out of affected areas and follow label instructions carefully. Many popular springtime plants, including rhododendron and azaleas, are highly toxic to pets and can prove fatal if eaten. Check out the full list on the ASPCA website of toxic and non-toxic plants for your home and garden to find pet-friendly plants. That website is www.aspca.org. Home improvements. Products such as paints, mineral spirits, and solvents can be toxic to your pets and cause severe irritation or chemical burns. Carefully read all labels to see if the product is safe to use around your furry friends. Also be cautious of physical hazards, including nails, staples, insulation, blades, and power tools. It may be wise to confine your dog or cat to a designated pet-friendly room during home improvement projects. Pesky parasites like fleas and ticks start appearing during the spring. Make sure your pet is on a year-round heartworm preventative medication and follow our guide to prepare for flea and tick season, which is also on the ASPCA website. Follow these tips for a happy and healthy spring. All right, travel plans, travel safety tips. For some pet parents, a trip is no fun if the four-legged members of the family can't come along. But traveling can be highly stressful, both for you and your pets. If you're planning to take a trip with pets in tow, we have some tips to help ensure a safe and comfortable journey for everyone. Remember, no matter where you're headed or how you plan to get there, make sure your pet is microchipped for identification and wears a collar and tag imprinted with your name, phone number, and any relevant contact information. It's a good idea for your pet's collar to also include a temporary travel tag with your cell phone and destination phone number for the duration of your trip. If you're traveling by plane, unless your furry friend is small enough to ride under your seat, it's best to avoid air travel with your pets. If you must bring your pet along on the flight, here are a few suggestions to keep your pet safe while flying the friendly skies. Book a direct flight whenever possible. This will decrease the chances that your pet is left on the tarmac during extreme weather conditions or mishandled by baggage personnel during a layover. Make an appointment with your pet's veterinarian for a checkup. Prior to your trip, make sure your pet's vaccinations are up to date and obtain a health certificate from your veterinarian dated within 10 days of your departure. Tranquilizing your pet is generally not recommended as it could hamper his or her breathing, so use this time to check with your veterinarian for ways to relax your pet if you suspect he or she may become afraid, anxious, or uncomfortable mid-flight. For travel outside of the continental United States, additional planning and healthcare requirements may be necessary. Contact the Foreign Office of the country you are traveling to for more information. Purchase a USDA-approved shipping crate. The crate should be large enough for your pet to stand, sit, and turn around in comfortably, and lined with some type of bedding, shredded paper, towels, to absorb accidents. Prior to your trip, tape a small pouch of dried food outside the crate so airline personnel will be able to feed your pet in case he or she gets hungry during a layover. The night before you leave, freeze a small dish or tray of water for your pet. This way, it can't spill during loading and will melt by the time he or she is thirsty. Make sure the crate door is securely closed but not locked so that the airline personnel can open it in case of an emergency. Make sure your pet's crate has proper identification. Mark the crate with the words live animal, as well as with your name, cell phone, and destination phone number, and a photo of your pet. Should your pet escape from the carrier, this could be a lifesaver. You should also carry a photograph of your pet. Tell every airline employee you encounter, on the ground and in the air, that you are traveling with a pet in the cargo hold. This way, they'll be ready if any additional considerations or attention is needed. If the plane is delayed or if you have any concerns about the welfare of your pet, insist that the airline personnel check the animal whenever feasible. In certain situations, removing the animal from the cargo hold and deplaning may be warranted. Are you taking a road trip? Traveling with a pet by car involves more than just loading the animal in the back seat and motoring off, especially if you will be driving long distances or plan to be away for a long time. Here are a few car travel safety tips to help you prepare for a smooth and safe trip. Prep your pet for a long trip. Get your pet geared up by taking him on a series of short drives first, gradually lengthening the time spent in the car. If you're traveling across state lines, bring along your pet's rabies vaccination record. While this generally isn't a problem, some states require this proof at certain interstate crossings. Keep your pets safe and secure in a well-ventilated crate or carrier. The crate should be large enough for your pet to stand, sit, lie down, and turn around in. Secure your pet's crate so it will not slide or shift in the event of an abrupt stop. If you decide to forego the crate, don't allow your pet to ride with his head outside the window, and always keep him in the back seat in a harness attached to a seat buckle. Prepare a pet-friendly travel kit. Bring food, a bowl, leash, a waste scoop, plastic bags, grooming supplies, medication, and first aid in any travel documents. Pack a favorite toy or pillow to give your pet a sense of familiarity. Be sure to pack plenty of water and avoid feeding your pet in a moving vehicle. Your pet's travel feeding schedule should start with a light meal 3 to 4 hours prior to departure, and always opt for bottled water. Drinking water from an area he or she isn't used to could result in stomach discomfort. Never leave your animal alone in a parked vehicle. On a hot day, even with the windows open, a parked automobile can become a furnace in no time, and heat stroke can develop. In cold winter, a car can act as a refrigerator, holding in the cold and causing the animal to freeze. Okay, people, foods to avoid feeding your pets. Our Animal Poison Control Center experts have put together a handy list of the top toxic people foods to avoid feeding your pet. As always, if you suspect your pet has eaten any of the following foods, please note the amount ingested and contact your veterinarian or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control or the telephone number 1-888-426-4435. 888-426-4435. Alcoholic beverages and food products containing alcohol can cause vomiting, diarrhea, decreased coordination, central nervous system depression, difficulty breathing, tremors, abnormal blood acidity, coma, and even death. Under no circumstances should your pet be given any alcohol. If you suspect that your pet has ingested alcohol, contact your veterinarian or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control immediately. Avocado is primarily a problem for birds, rabbits, donkeys, horses, and ruminants, including sheep and goats. The biggest concern is for cardiovascular damage and death in birds and rabbits. Horses, donkeys, and ruminants frequently get swollen edematous heads and neck. Chocolate, coffee, and caffeine. These products all contain substances called methylxanthines, which are found in cacao seeds, the fruit of the plant used to make coffee, and in the nuts of an extract used in some sodas. When ingested by pets, methylxanthines can cause vomiting and diarrhea, panting, excessive thirst and urination, hyperactivity, abnormal heart rhythm, tremors, seizures, and even death. Note that darker chocolate is more dangerous than milk chocolate. White chocolate has the lowest level of methylxanthines, while baking chocolate contains the highest. Citrus. The stems, leaves, peels, fruit, and seeds of citrus plants contain varying amounts of citric acid, essential oils that can cause irritation and possibly even central nervous system depression if ingested in significant amounts. Small doses, such as eating the fruit, are not likely to present problems beyond minor stomach upset. Coconut and coconut oil. When ingested in small amounts, coconut and coconut-based products are not likely to cause serious harm to your pet. The flesh and milk of fresh coconuts do contain oils that may cause stomach upset, loose stools, or diarrhea. Because of this, we encourage you to use caution when offering your pets these foods. Coconut water is high in potassium and should not be given to your pet. Grapes and raisins. Although the toxic substance within grapes and raisins is unknown, these fruits can cause kidney failure. Until more information is known about the toxic substance, it is best to avoid feeding grapes and raisins to dogs. Macadamia nuts. Macadamia nuts can cause weakness, depression, vomiting, tremors, and hyperthermia in dogs. Signs usually appear within 12 hours of ingestion and can last 24 to 48 hours. Milk and dairy. Because pets do not possess significant amounts of lactase, the enzyme that breaks down lactose that's in milk, milk and other dairy-based products cause them diarrhea or other digestive upsets. Nuts. Nuts, including almonds, pecans or pecans, and walnuts, contain high amounts of oils and fats. The fats can cause vomiting and diarrhea and potentially pancreatitis in pets. Onions, garlic, chives. These vegetables and herbs can cause gastrointestinal irritation and could lead to red blood cell damage and anemia. Although cats are more susceptible, dogs are also at risk if a large enough amount is consumed. Raw, undercooked meat, eggs, and bones. Raw meat and raw eggs can contain bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli that can be harmful to pets and humans. Raw eggs contain an enzyme called avidine that decreases the absorption of biotin, a B vitamin, which can lead to skin and coat problems. Feeding your pet raw bones may seem like a healthy and natural option that might occur if your pet lived in the wild. However, this can be very dangerous for a domestic pet who might choke on the bones or sustain a grave injury should the bones splinter and become lodged in or puncture your pet's digestive tract. Salt and salty snack foods. Large amounts of salt can produce excessive thirst and urination, or even sodium ion poisoning in pets. Signs that your pet may have eaten too many salty foods include vomiting, diarrhea, depression, tremors, elevated body temperature, seizures, and even death. As such, we encourage you to avoid feeding salt-heavy snacks like potato chips, pretzels, and salted popcorn to your pets. Xylitol is a sweetener that's used in many products, including gum, candy, baked goods, and toothpaste. It can cause insulin release in most species, which can lead to liver failure. The increase in insulin leads to hypoglycemia, which is lowered blood sugar. Initial signs of toxicosis include vomiting, lethargy, and loss of coordination. Signs can progress to seizures. Elevated liver enzymes and liver failure can be seen within a few days. Yeast dough. Yeast dough can rise and cause gas to accumulate in your pet's digestive system. This can be painful and cause stomachs to bloat and potentially twist, becoming a life-threatening emergency. The yeast produce ethanol as a byproduct, and a dog ingesting raw bread dough can become drunk. For any other concerns that you may have with foods that should be avoided with your pets, contact the ASPCA.com. Okay, now a couple of cute little stories. So this one story is by Sarah Thornton, March 30th, 2023. Dolly Parton's new family was prepared to make their home accessible to her, and then she showed them how much she could do. It's a tale as old as time. Scott Teagan and Marie Stewart hadn't come to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary looking for a new pet. They'd made the trip across the country from their home in Wisconsin for Scott's aunt's 50th birthday. She and her husband volunteered at the sanctuary. They volunteered regularly and wanted to celebrate the milestone year in the best way possible, surrounded by adorable animals. So the family signed up for various volunteer shifts and split up across the canyon to the different animal areas. Then they set up some sleepovers. While Scott's aunt and uncle brought a dog back to the on-property cottage where they were staying, he and Marie decided to host a feline friend at theirs. And that's when the love story started. A most convincing guest, a pretty long-haired cat named Dolly Parton, had arrived at the sanctuary just a few months before with a badly broken leg from what was believed to be an unfortunate run-in with a dog. While she certainly couldn't have been feeling her best, her spirits were bright. She was full of purrs, and she was always happy to lean into a good ear scratch or call out for attention from nearby veterinary staff when she felt she wasn't getting enough. And after surgery to remove her injured leg, things only got better for the fluffy feline. Once Dolly had recovered from surgery, she moved into Cat World property. She was a sweet, low-key kitty, just as content to do her own thing and snooze in the sunlight on the catio as she was to snuggle up against a caregiver or volunteer. In comparison to her more outgoing roommates, she seemed almost like a demure little lab cat, as sweet and endearing as she was calm and collected. Scott had met her during his volunteer shift, so when he saw her name on the list of cats who could go on sleepovers, he decided she'd be the perfect guest. At the time, he exclaims, "We had two cats, Jade and Annie, who we'd adopted at the same time almost 12 years ago. Two dogs and two horses. We were not anticipating adopting another animal, even going to Best Friends with all the temptation in the world." However, as Dolly explored the cottage and played with their feet through the blankets, Scott and Marie found themselves wondering, did they want to bring home another cat? They didn't want to interrupt their senior cat's quiet, peaceful life with a young newcomer. The two cats were very close and content with things as they were. But they were both in their late teens, and Scott and Marie worried what would happen if one passed away, leaving their friend behind. As they talked, the conversation turned to Dolly's missing leg, what sort of extra care she might need, and how they could make their home comfortable for her. And we decided, honestly, with minimal work, we could make our house pretty accessible, Scott says. At that point, we had no idea just how active and bouncy she was. The second night, Marie and Scott had Dolly back for another sleepover. If they were really thinking about adopting her, they wanted to spend more time to get to know her before the final decision. And after a few more days of mulling it over, on their fifth and final day at the sanctuary, the couple met up with the adoption staff and made it official. Dolly Parton was going home with them to Wisconsin. Right at home and part of the family, Dolly made herself at home right away. She spent her first day and a half in Scott's office, sniffing at the other cats under the door. And the moment the door was opened, she was ready to join the family, surprising her family by hopping right over the gate they'd set up in the doorway. Dolly was full of surprises, it turned out. While Marie and Scott had been expecting to start scheduled mealtimes, thinking they would need to hoist Dolly up onto the counter where the cat food was, and it was kept out of the way of the hungry pups, she quickly proved that she didn't need any of that help. There was already a step stool leading to a bar stool leading to the counter for the senior cats, and Dolly bounced up the platforms as though she was spring-loaded. Marie says with a laugh, she loves chaos. She's super playful. She's very social. She's not worried about the different people coming to the house, and being in a new environment doesn't scare her. Dolly wanted to play with the cats and showed no fear towards the dogs, Chloe and Pippa, even joining them in the kitchen at Marie's feet to wait for handouts. She fit in perfectly and became known affectionately as Three Cat, both for her paws and her status as the third feline family member. And when, sadly, Annie crossed the Rainbow Bridge not long after Dolly's arrival, the young cat kept Jade company just as they'd hoped, drawing him back into the sort of wild play he'd long since left behind for extended afternoon naps. "He's gotten into it," says Marie. "It took a little while, but now he freaks out playing with her." Dolly kept everyone smiling with her special brand of chaos, but there was still one more silly surprise she had in store for them. Dolly Parton's special screen time. "She loves to play, and she loves anything that moves," Marie explains. "But we can't really have a ton of toys for her out all the time because of the dogs." So Marie says one day she suggested Scott pull up a video of swimming fish on his phone. And Dolly was riveted. She was glued to the screen, eyes wide and ears straight ahead. It started with a little fish swimming around, and I had no idea there was this entire cottage industry of people uploading 10-hour videos of live shots of bird feeders, says Scott. We found she really likes the David Attenborough's narrated nature documentaries. And Marie adds the rest of the family at least gets something out of those, too. Dolly's screen time became a daily routine, and soon they graduated from the phone to the living room TV. Scott and Marie even scooted their ottoman up in front of the screen so Dolly can watch in style. And when she hears them turning on the TV, she rushes from wherever she is in the house to plop down in her spot, staring back at them expectantly until they turn on her shows. There was one show about tigers, Scott recalls, and she managed to get behind the entertainment center. And just as the tiger emerged from the brush and started chasing something, she plowed through two pictures and jumped out. She channeled her roots. Marie and Scott may not have been intending to bring home a cat when they went to the sanctuary, but everyone involved seems pretty pleased that they did, especially little Miss Dolly Parton herself. And they're hoping to come back to the sanctuary again soon, though this time they say they're not going to be adopting, probably. Be a hero for homeless pets. Adopt a cat or dog from your local shelter and provide the happily ever after all shelter animals are eagerly awaiting for. Okay, the last one is about a rescued dog and kitten who become BFFs. A kitten with an injured paw finds a new best friend in Simon the dog. This is by Best Friends, April 10th, 2023. One pounces and the other one play bows. One is a half-pound tiger-striped kitten with her front legs swathed in bandages, and the other is a dog who loves her. Alani and Simon's friendship soon began after Valerie Lord agreed to foster Alani, the kitten, and her siblings. Alani was one of a litter of tabby cats who came to Best Friends in Salt Lake City from a nearby shelter when they were just 4 weeks old. They'd been found at a local business, and a concerned person noticed that one of little Alani's front paws had been crushed. Once she arrived at Best Friends, it was clear she was in pain as she cried out when they tried to examine her injured foot. The veterinary team gave Alani pain medicine and cleaned and bandaged her paw. Once she was feeling better, her whole front leg protected with a padded bandage, the team placed Alani, her brother, and sister in a foster home with Valerie. That's where Alani would meet her unlikely new friend, Simon. Fearless kitten and gentle dog. Valerie adopted Simon from a shelter when he was a puppy, and cats have always been part of his life, she says. When he was young and he and one of his siblings, his cat siblings, Dobby, adopted from Best Friends, would play with each other and take turns chasing each other around the house. Simon had always been gentle with the many kittens Valerie fostered over the years, but it remained to be seen how he'd react to a kitten with a giant bandage on one of her legs. But there was nothing to worry about. Alani was smitten with Simon from the moment she saw him, Valerie says. She never showed any fear, and she was as curious about Simon as he was about her. Alani needed bandage changes every couple days for several weeks, and keeping her comfortable and the bandage in place was no small feat. But with help from the veterinary team and Valerie's diligent care, Alani's leg healed well. It was understood that her leg might need to be amputated if she struggled to get around or if it caused her constant pain, but they would wait and see. Alani did so well once her leg healed and the bandage was removed that vets determined that there was no need to amputate her leg. She could run and play more than ever before, and Simon rose to his friend's newfound play skills. It wasn't long before she was big enough to be spayed and adopted into a permanent home. But Alani and Simon didn't have to part ways when she was adopted because Valerie decided to adopt her. Today, Alani has a new name, Bunny, and she and Simon are still BFFs. Play with kittens every day. By fostering kittens, you are saving lives and spending time with kittens. It's win-win, really. You have been listening to All About Pets on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tammy Frazee saying goodbye from Owl Radio. Go out and make it a great day.